So last Halloween, I'm sitting at my computer.
Doing what I do most of my life. I'm working and I'm enjoying it. I've got the whole evening planned. And, I injured my foot last week. I went dancing. I had a great time. But, I may have a stress back fracture in my foot. So this is a little confounding variable here. I have to wear this, what I call a club shoe. It's a real gawky looking shoe. You've probably seen people clumping around in it at post-surgery. So I'm sitting there planning to spend the whole evening at home, and my husband walks into my office, and I turn around, and there's Batman. He's getting ready for the costume party, and he looks sexy. Now that sounds odd, Your husband dresses as Batman. It should sound goofy, but my husband looks sexy. And I'm sitting there saying, I'm sitting home all night. He's going dancing. He looks so hot. I'm going with him. So I made a wonderful decision. I decided to go dancing with him, and we had a blast. It was a costume party at my dance studio. My son showed up dressed as whatever every mom would love to see their son dressed as, Dr. Seuss with the big tall hat. And my dance teacher, who is darling, she's beautiful. She looks like Audrey Hepburn, unfortunately, dressed as a witch. And she did way too good of a job. And at first I said, "You look cute," until she turned around and looked at me. And she's got her teeth blackened out, and she's got this hideous nose on her. And I wanted to pull the nose off because she's such a beautiful person. And of course, at a costume party, what do you see? There were people, a woman dressed as Marilyn Monroe. There were country guys and gals. There was a Cinderella girl, a woman who must have just loved Cinderella as a kid and had the opportunity to dress as her for one evening. One woman wore this real sexy gown, and I said, "Where did you get that?" And she goes, "I made it. It was spidery, and I don't like spidery things, but this was real sexy." And then there was the problem of four Zorros. I mean, what do you do with four Zorros? Well, our dance teachers had fun. They got the four Zorros on the floor, and they had them duke it out to figure out who was the winner, the best Zorro. So think about your own life. Think about what fun you have in your life. And if you haven't had much fun lately, think about how to create that for yourself. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. I'm a clinical psychologist, and my show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. And even though it's not therapy, it doesn't replace therapy if you need that, you can call me right now. You can write down my number and ask me any question that you would ask a counselor or a therapist. Now get out some paper, get out a pen, and my number is toll free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's toll free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. So again, jot down that number. Would love to get your calls. And of course, your calls take priority. I do have a lot coming up on the agenda, but I will put, we may not get to it all. Coming up, what happens if you think you've lost your virginity and you're a young woman, but you never had sex? Well, how do you explain that? Well, what happens if you lost it playing sports? It wasn't through sex, and it isn't that you lost your virginity, it's just that your hymen broke. Well, one woman is totally devastated because in her religion, it's very important that you have your hymen in place when you're married, and she's desperate. She doesn't know how to cope with this. She probably thinks like she's a lost cause of this case. Another listener asks, is it possible that she doesn't like kids? Well, she raised her own kids and didn't complain about that. These are not her own kids. She's remarried, and she's got her husband's darling daughters who visit them on the weekend. And she feels that her husband isn't strong enough with them, that he's got to be able to put his foot down, and he's too mushy with the discipline. And so she ends up being the heavy in the relationship when the kids come over on the weekends. And she wonders if there's any reasonable way out of the chronic marital tension. It's obviously causing a lot of problems between her and her husband. And have you ever had that feeling that you just cringe when one of your relatives calls you? What if it's not a relative, but your mother, and you hate it, and she calls you way too often, and you're only 17 years old? And what does mom call about? Does she call about wondering how you are? Are things going well for you? Is she one of those moms? No. This mother is a total recluse. And she wants her daughter, her 17-year-old daughter, to run all of her errands. And the daughter rebels. The daughter screams at the mother, but then does the errands, as does the uncle. And then the daughter feels real guilty and feels that, oh, maybe mom's right and I'm wrong, and maybe I need to get better control of my anger. She writes to me to figure out how to get over her anger problem. And you may be very surprised with my answer. Again, I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and my number is toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. Think about what's troubling you right now, the things that you would love to get advice on, but you don't feel comfortable asking a relative or a friend because they may know too much about you, or they may give you the same old advice, which is not what you want to hear. This is an opportunity for you to get some free advice. So again, jot down my number toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. And right now we're turning to our after-hours line, and this is a call from a woman who's afraid to deal with her fear of approaching other people.
My question is, how do you overcome fear when you want to do something when you don't know how because you're struck by fear? You know, like to approach a person as far as regarding selling an item, a product or of some sort.
Okay, how do you deal with fear? I'm assuming that you're taking on a new job. Maybe you're selling Avon, or maybe it's just a new job selling some product, insurance, I don't know what. So number one, do you like the product? If you don't like the product, if you think it's a sham, you will feel fear every time you meet someone, and you should feel that fear. You need to value the product you're selling. So sometimes you have to go back to square one and see what you're selling. But if you've chronically had this problem and the product that you're selling or the thing that you're approaching people for is decent, then you want to look at your view of people. My grandfather could sell waste products to people. He could go door to door as a peddler and sell anything because he loved his life. He felt confident in himself, and he figured they'll tell him if they don't want it. And he was colorful, and he just had a view of that people make their own decisions, and he's just offering them an opportunity. So a view like that allows you to approach many people. If you have the view that your self-esteem rests on whether or not they buy the product, then you'll feel like a failure anytime they shun you. For example, a telemarketer is always getting hung up on. I hang up on them nightly. So you've got to be able to not personalize that, not make that a self-esteem issue. I worked at Women and Infants, a maternity hospital. I had to go door to door to mothers who had just given birth and say, would you like to participate? Would you like your newborn to participate in a study at Brown University? We'll be looking at your child's reflexes. And so I had to ask mothers whether they wanted me to take their newborn away from them for a few minutes and do some testing. That wasn't easy. After a while, I realized that it's really their choice. They can say yes or no, and I just offer them an opportunity, and that helps. So I hope that helps you out. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and you're listening to The Rational Basis of Happiness. Coming up, what do you do if your child is lying?
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke.
Don't be confused by thinking that sacrifice simply means being considerate with goodwill toward others. Treating your partner with kindness, tenderness, consideration, and generosity does not require sacrificing what you value, unless you do not actually value your partner. You'll want to treasure your partner and those you care for because they are a selfish value to you. Happiness, whether in romance or in any other realm such as work or friendship, is impossible to achieve by sacrificing because happiness stems from the achievement of one's rational values, not from giving them up. The code of sacrifice promises happiness by advocating a contradiction, the demand that one give up that which makes happiness possible.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com. And you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.